A 44-40 bullet shot through the air no more than an inch from Matt's head. Matt leaped down from his horse and ran through the stream.
Damn! A rifle and a pistol!
Reaching the bank on the opposite side of the stream, Matt dived to the ground. He worked his way toward a nearby outcropping of rocks. There he sat with his back against the biggest of the rocks.
Who are you?
My name is Jensen.
Jensen? Matt Jensen? Son of a bitch!
Which one are you? You Hayes or Cruz?
What? I'm Hayes. How did you know our names?
Half the town saw you two boys riding away from the bank, and half the ones who saw you knew who you were.
What are you after us for, Jensen? I heard of you, but I ain't never heard that you was someone who would chase a fella down for the reward. Is that why you're chasing us?
I'm not after the reward.
Then if you ain't after the reward, what the hell are you coming after us for?
Seems the right thing to do.
Well, mister, you made a big mistake. Because all you're going to do now is get yourself killed. You still there?
I'm still here.
Well, I tell you what, mister. Me and my partner here just talked it over. And we got us an idea. We got us near about $5,000 that we've taken from the bank. A thousand of it's yarn if and you'll just go away.
No deal.
All right, how about 2,000? We'll give you 2,000, and all you got to do is just let us ride away.
You expect me to believe you two are willing to give me nearly half of what you took from the bank?
Well, why not? It's no big deal. We can always rob another bank. $2,000. You don't come across money like that very often now, do you?
Not very often.
So what do you think? You gonna take us up on our offer?
Let me think about it.
Yeah, you do that.
Matt picked up a stick about 2 feet long, put his hat on top of the stick, then raised it slightly above the rock. The hat flew off the end of the stick.
Ho ho ho! Oh, you got him, Cruz!
Whoa! Guess you two boys weren't really serious about giving me all that money, were you?
Son of a bitch, I missed! Mister, you know what I said about giving you that money? Well, you can forget about it. We ain't giving you nothing. Except maybe a bullet right between your eyes.
The bullet spun into the valley. After that shot, there was silence, which stretched into several long minutes.
Hayes? Cruz? Still up there?
This time the bullet hit just to the right of Matt.
He's improved his position.
This time Matt saw the puff of smoke from the rifle, so he aimed at the spot and waited. Seconds later, he was rewarded by seeing Cruz's face raise up. Matt saw Cruz fall forward, sliding belly down until his face wound up in the stream. Matt watched for a moment longer to make certain Cruz was dead. Looking around, Matt saw that Hayes had used the opportunity to get mounted and was now galloping toward him. Hayes had his pistol in his hand. Matt fired back. He saw a puff of dust rising from Hayes' vest, followed by a tiny spray of dust and blood. Hayes pitched backward out of his saddle, but one foot hung in the stirrup, and the horse continued to run, raising a plume of water as the outlaw was dragged through the stream. When the horse reached the other side of the stream and started up the bank, Hayes' foot disconnected from the stirrup. Hayes lay motionless, half in the water and half out, not more than 10 feet from where the body of his partner lay. Matt ran over to them, his gun still drawn, but the gun wasn't necessary.